Chazara Zeichen Nishas Bachi Chesel Shagam Rav Yehuda, whose yahrzeit is tonight. May all our Chazara and learning be a schus for his Heilige Neshama. Sechtes Pesachim, Daf Teh Zayin. Gemara quoted a brisa which said that Rav Elazar held like Rav Meir, who said that liquids can become tamei deraisa but can only give off tuma to other items derabbanan. However, there's another brisa which says that Rav Elazar said that liquids are not shabbos to tuma deraisa at all. Rav Elazar brings a proof from Yosef ben Yehezer Ish Tzreda, who said that all liquids of the butchering area of the Beis Hamikdash are tahor. The rabbanan didn't say any tuma over there. We see that Rav Elazar holds there's no tuma deraisa. Now this is not problematic according to Shmuel, who says that Yosef ben Yehezer meant that the liquids don't make other items tamei derabbanan, but the liquids themselves do become tamei deraisa. But however, according to Rav, who says that he meant that there's no tumah at all, Rav Elazar's statements are contradictory. Mara says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Rav Elazar meant that he held like one of the halachas of Rav Meir, meaning that liquids can only make other items tamei derabbanan, but argues with the other halacha that they themselves become tamei deraisa, and says that it's only derabbanan as well. Connecting Gemara, in the first brisa, Rav Elazar says he holds like the words plural of Rav Meir, and also the brisa says v'chein, and also Rav Elazar says like Rav Meir, which seems to imply a full agreement. Gemara says this remains a kasha. Zakhmar, we said above that Rav says that Yosef ben Yehezer said the liquids at the base of the Middash butchering area are entirely Torah, meaning the liquids on their own, and with regard to making other items, Tomei, it's only Dirabonon, meaning if anything, because the Deraisa, there's no Tumah there at all. This is because Rav holds that liquids are only Tamei Derabanan, and in the Migdash, the Rabbanan are not Geyser. Shmuel says that Yosef ben Yehezer said that the liquids in the Migdash butchering area don't make other items Tamei, but they themselves are Tamei. This is because Shmuel says that liquids are Tamei themselves, Deraisa, but as far as making other items Tamei, the liquids, that's only Derabanan, and the Migdash, the Rabbanan were not Geyser. Punimachinan told his son to ask her papa, how could Shmuel say that liquids are Tamei, but don't make other things Tamei? In the Migdash, the Pasuk says that the meat of the kachim that touch anything Tamei may not be eaten. If liquids are Tamei, the Pasuk would seem to say that it would make the kachim Tamei as well. Rav Shisha the Bari Deravidi said, we find the concept that a revealed tuma that kachim can become tamei, but not have the ability to spread tuma further. So it's possible like that over here also. Rav Ashi asked, the revi is not called tamei, and therefore would not be subject to that pasuk. However, according to Shmuel, liquids are called tamei in a pasuk, and therefore are subject to this pasuk. The Mara says this remains a kasha. Fakim where a pasuk says all liquids that one drinks in any keli shall be tamei. This is problematic according to Rav. Mara says the pasuk means that if the liquids come into contact with foods, the foods become susceptible to tumah, meaning it's mukshar lekabel tumah. Fakim where the halacha of hechsher tumah was already taught earlier in the pasuk. Mara says the pasuk teaches that water detached from the ground is mukshar, and then teaches that water still attached to the ground is mukshar. We couldn't learn one from the other because we would say that water detached from the ground is more significant because someone has gone through the bother of detaching it. A water still attached to the ground, you would say is maybe more significant, because it hasn't been moved. That's why we need both pesukim. Shekmar Apostolic says a spring, a boir, or a gathering of water shall be tar. We see that water attached to the ground is tar, but detached water would presumably become tame. The Mara says the Apostolic means that one who is toivel in these waters becomes tar. Shekmar, how can we say that detached waters are machshul lekabel tumah? Rabbi Yosi in the name of Chanina said that liquids of the butcher area in the Beis Hamikdash are tar and are not machshul either. The Mara says Rabbi Chanina was referring to blood. As Rav Chiya bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said, blood of kachim is not machshir because it doesn't fall into the pasuk of al ha'aretz shebichanu kamoyim. Since the blood is not spilled on the floor, it's caught and offered on the mizbeach. Therefore, it's different. Only the lifeblood is offered on the mizbeach, which would mean that this is the only type of blood that's not machshir. However, the butchering area of the Migdash had other type of blood as well. Rav Chiya said that it's not machshir. Mara says, Rav Zeira said, blood other than lifeblood is never machshir, even outside of the Migdash, because it doesn't have the status of blood. Shekhmar Bryce says that if the blood of a carbon became Tomei and was then offered on the Mizbeach, if it was done, B'shoyigig, the carbon is valid. If it was done, B'mezid, it's not. We see that liquids can become Tomei, not like Rav said. Mara said the Bryce is referring to Tumah Derabbanan, and the Bryce argues on Yosef ben Yehezer, who says that there's no Tumah Derabbanan on the blood. Shekhmar Bryce says that the tzitz brought acceptance for carbonas of which the blood, meat, or fats became Tomei and were then offered. We see that liquids can become Tomei, not like Rav said. Mara says the Bryce is referring to Tumah Derabbanan, and the Bryce argues on Yosef ben Yehezer, who said that there is no Tumah Derabbanan on the blood. Shekhmar Gemara Bryce says that when Aaron wore the tzitz, it would bring forgiveness for the bringing of a carbon which was tamei. Presumably, the Bryce is referring to a carbon whose blood was tamei. We see that liquids do become tamei. Rav Papa said it refers to the flower of a carbon mincha that became tamei, but not the liquids. Fact number, Rav Pasuk says that upon the return of the Kahanim after the Galus Bavel, Chagai Hanavi posed a hypothetical question of tumah to see if they knew the halachas of tumah. The question involved the tumah touching wine and oil, which in turn then touched other items. Ultimately, the Kohanim said there would not be tumah. Rav said about this that the Kohanim were mistaken. We see that even Rav says that liquids can become tamei. Mara says Rav said that the liquids of the butchering area, meaning water and blood, do not become tamei, but would agree that the liquids of the mizbeach, the wine and oil, can become tamei, and that's what the question over there was based around.